跟大家分享，重新得力，转危为安。
So today's sermon is renew the strength and turn danger into safety.
好，让我们一起来攻读今天早上的经文，是在诗篇第四篇一到八节。
So let's read the verse. It's in Psalm chapter 4, verses 1 through 8.
预备，请。
Answer me when I call to you, my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. How long will you people turn my glory into shame? How long will you love delusion and seek false God?
你们将我的尊荣变为羞辱到几时呢？你们喜爱虚妄，寻找虚假要到几时呢？
Know that the Lord has set apart his faithful servant for himself. The Lord has hears when I call to him. Tremble and do not sin. When you are on your bed, search your heart and be silent. The sacrifice of the righteous and trust in the Lord, made in the Lord, are asking, who will bring us prosperity? Let the light of your face shine on us, fill my heart with joy when they're green and new wine abound. In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, may we dwell in safety.
上个礼拜我们讲过诗篇当中的细拉的意义。
Last week, we talked about Sila in the psalm.
它不只是指一个休止符，它还有其他五个不同的意义。
So it's a stop and has many other functions.
如果你忘记了，可以回去我们的网站听听上礼拜的信息。
If you don't remember, you can check online.
那我们上次从诗篇的第三篇来看见当中三个细拉分成三个不同的段落。
Psalm 3 divided the point into three parts.
让我们可以学习大卫从心得力，然后化险为夷。
For us to learn from David how to renew the strength and take the risk.
那今天我们要接下来看诗篇的第四篇，很有意思。
Today we continue with Psalm 4.
那这当中有两个细拉出现。
Also with two silas.
刚好也可以分成三个部分。
Divided also into three parts.
整个过程所要描述的重点。我认为就是重新得力，转危为安。
I believe this poem means renew the strength, turn danger into safety.
那大卫呢？他对这个过程呢，他有非常深的体会。
David deeply experienced this point.
那是因为他当年处在一个危险困苦当中，神如何使他能够安然居住的一个真实见证。
Through his years of living dangerously, he definitely bore witness how God had kept him safe.
所以这一种让他能够重新得力，转危为安的经历，我相信今天也能够成为我们的帮助。
It definitely can help us today also.
简单的来说，有三方面，从细拉的分段当中，我们要再次来学习。
From Silas, we turn into three parts.
第一个部分是他抒发内心的委屈。
First, relieve internal grievance.
让我们一起来读一到二节。
Let's read verses 1 to 2.
预备，请。
Answer me when I call to you, my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. How long will you people turn my glory into shame? How long will you love delusion and seek false God?
在英文的翻译呢，用钦定本会比较接近原文的意思。
So there's new translation.
那有三方面，诗人也就是大卫在这里抒发他内心的委屈。
In three parts.
第一个是他的祷告没有得到应允。
Prayers not yet be answered.
所以在第一节当中，他说：“显我意味的神，我呼耶稣，求你应允我。”
Answer me when I call to you.
请问那时候有没有得应允？还没有嘛
？Yet to be answered.
然后我在困苦中，你曾使我宽广。现在求你连续我听我的祷告。
Give me relief from my distress. Hear, have mercy on me and hear my prayer.
这表示他的祷告在那个时候还没有蒙垂听。
Again, prayer not to be answered.
诗人大卫并没有介绍这首诗的创作背景。
David did not get background for this psalm.
不像上一首诗，他是在逃避他儿子亚撒龙的叛变追杀所写的。
Not like Psalm 3, it's about fleeing from rebellious son Absalom.
他只有交代说，他写完了之后交给灵长，也就是诗班长，然后用丝弦的乐器来伴奏。
He gave some for to director of music to accompany with string instruments.
可是我们从第一节的内容当中，我们不难发现一个很明显的线索。
It's very obvious from first verse.
就是大卫现在正处在一个极度困苦危急当中。
He was in extreme danger.
因为他的祷告尚未应允。
And his prayer was yet to be answered.
他所祷告的神尚未应允他的内容到底是哪些呢？
What was he praying for?
首先是他希望他被显为义。
First about righteousness.
可能他当时被不公平对待。
Perhaps he was mistreated.
没有人在这个时候替他伸张正义。
And there was no justice.
所以他需要神，这位伸张公义的神来替他伸张公义。
So he prayed to righteous God for justice.
其次，他处在一个困苦环境当中。
Second, he was in distress.
这困苦原文是狭窄的意思。
In a tight spot.
他期待神能够让他再次得到宽广。
He expect God to relieve him again.
如同他经历过去，他曾经狭窄，但是神从他狭窄的道路使他变为宽广的道路。
Relieve him again.
最后他祈求神的怜悯，因为他不配这样的祈求。
Lastly, he prayed for mercy since he was unworthy.
可是他又多么渴望神能够快快地回应他的祷告。
He hoped God to respond as soon as possible.
所以他才求神的怜悯，连续。
So he continued to pray.
其实我们祷告也需要这样子。
We should pray like this.
上帝没有欠你。
God owes you nothing.
神愿意垂听你的祷告，全是因为他的怜悯。
It's all about his worthy.
是不是？
To hear your prayer.
所以这时候我们相信大卫心中不知道他遭受了多少的委屈。
So he suffered much distress.
他只能向神祷告诉说说啊，可惜神却没有回应他。
And prayed, but God yet to respond.
而在这一段漫长的过程当中，他仍不放弃，希望。
During this long way, he never gave up.
他以耐心等候，以信心仰望，继续祷告寻求神的开路。
Waited on God to open doors patiently with faith.
这个就是我们要学习的祷告。
We should learn from this.
第二个，他怎么抒发内心的委屈呢？
Second,
是他的尊荣变为羞辱。
Turn glory into shame.
在第二节上半节说，你们这些上流人啊，你们将我的尊荣变为羞辱，要到几时呢？
How long will you people turn my glory into shame?
那这个上流人呢，我以为是指那些权贵之士，有影响力的啊，才能够造成大卫沦落到这种落魄的光景。
You people, I believe, are privileged, influential people.
但是这个原文上流人并不是指上流社会或是有权势的人，而是指所有的众人。
Actually, NIV only mentioned you people. That means everyone.
的确，那些仗着自己是有钱有势的人，也许能够造成别人痛苦，使别人的尊荣变为羞辱。
Indeed, people in power can cause more pain to others and shame others in high position.
但是我告诉你，事实上是每个人都有可能造成别人的痛苦。
In fact, everyone can inflict others.
使他人的尊荣变为羞辱，同意吗？
Hurting each other into shame.
也许我们不会像大卫那么倒霉。
We may not be like David.
但是我们可以试着来体会大卫的心情以及他所面对的困境。
But we can emphasize his mood and situation.
你看他从小就开始经历被人家看不起，尊荣变为羞辱。
He was neglected since childhood.
你还记得撒母耳要到大卫的那个父亲的家里，准备高其他一位儿子做君王。
No glory but shame when Samuel came to his father to anoint the next one of his son to be king.
那你想，大卫的父亲竟然叫他去放羊，在这么重要的场合不让他出席，这很丢脸啊。
His dad sent him to shepherd the flock.
连他自己的父亲都不相信，说这哪会有大卫的份。
Did not even bother to bring him to Samuel.
后来你看他挑战巨人哥利亚，也同样不被众人看好。
Nobody thought he stood a chance to challenge Goliath.
那哥利亚是那么高大的，可是他那么小，人家看不起他，还讲一些话来羞辱他。
even mocked him. He had no chance.
之后，虽然他被召入宫来服侍扫罗，
Samuel summoned him to palace.
因为他的弹琴一流，
so he had a good musician.
可是呢，他却遭到扫罗的羞辱跟逼迫。
Yet he was continuously prosecuted and humiliated.
甚至最后，在大卫登基之后呢， 还遇到家门不幸， 受到自己的儿子羞辱。
Even after becoming king, he had experienced
乱伦啊，叛变啊，等等， 这些都是不同人所造成他的尊荣变为羞辱。
Inside mutiny, all these turned his glory into shame.
这种困境一而再，再而三， 不断的重复上演，难怪大卫心中要这样呐喊说：“这样被羞辱的光景要到几时呢？”
Time after time he suffered. No wonder he cried out, "How long?"
最后一个是他看见虚伪取代真实。Falsehood
replaces truthfulness.
第二节的下半节说：“你们喜爱虚妄，寻找虚假，要到几时呢？”
How long will you love delusion and seek false gods? 那这里讲到他们是指谁？是指光上流人吗？
其实是所有造成他困苦困境的人。
You people were all the people causing his grievance and distress.
而这些人有一个特性，就是喜爱虚妄，寻找虚假。
All of them loved delusion and seek false gods.
什么是虚妄呢？ 什么是虚假呢？ 虚妄就是指无用或虚空的东西。
Delusion means useless or empty stuff.
那我们来看大卫。
False means lying or conniving.
那大卫是一个非常真诚，他看重真实的人。
David is a very honest man and valued truthfulness.
对其他追求虚空事物或是说虚假谎言，他非常看不惯，也受不了这样的人。
He has no tolerance for shallow or untruthful people.
其实我们可以理解的，因为当你如果追求真实，别人却喜爱虚假，当你诚实而别人却喜爱说谎，那你就很容易吃亏。
When you worship with truth and spirit, said what you mean and mean what you said, then you have no match for untruthful people.
你在这当中不但要忍受委屈，你还要受到排挤。
Suffer grievance and isolation.
我不晓得你在公司当中，或是在你的这些 这些群体当中有没有这样的经历？
What about you?
但是请注意一件事情，虚妄跟虚假两个看似不同的事，但是通常他们会一起发生。Delusion
and falsehood are different, yet can happen together.
例如你在公家机关上班，
If you work in government,
同事，所有的同事都在收受贿赂。
When all your colleagues accept bribe,
接下来呢，你会发现谎言就会陆续出现了。They
will lie about you.
例如说，有人发现，这坐火车怎么会出现300万的这个箱子？So
extra luggage when you ride a train.
就会说，这个是要给儿子做生意的，这怎么联想起来？So
it's for my son's business.
我们就知道，这两个贿赂跟谎言就会同时出现了。
So bribe and lies and conniving.
那又假如你周围的朋友都在攀比，他们所住的房子，他们所开的车子，所穿的衣服，所背的包包。
All your friends compare houses, cars, designer clothes and bags.
接下来你会发现，就当中就有很多吹牛的，打肿脸充胖子的，甚至说谎的事就会不断发生。
Most tend to brag and keep up appearances, even lie about things.
倘若你很厌弃这种不实在的物质攀比，但你在这当中一定很不会受到欢迎的。If
you're not into materialism, you are not welcome.
甚至会遭到敌对与排挤。Even
antagonized or isolated.
你越坚持原则，就会越被人厌弃，所以你要承受多少委屈啊！People
will despise your principle into grievance.
所以我明白大卫的心境，他唯一的希望就是要去改变。
Your only hope is to change the culture in society.
而且他相信只有神才能够改变这些人，所以他需要祷告。
Only God can change people. We need to pray for God's speedy answer.
好, 但是诗篇没有停在这里，一个希拉之后第二部分。
So after Selah is part two.
就是要采取适当的行动了。
Do the right thing.
三到四节，我们一起来攻读，预备，请。
Know that the Lord has set apart in his faithful servants to himself. The Lord hears when I call to him, tremble and do not sin. When you are on your bed, search your hearts and be silent.
好，诗人没有停留在困境的自卑自怜当中。
Psalmist was not stuck in self-pity and the plight of inferiority complex.
也没有因为上帝尚未垂听祷告而灰心丧志。
Not discouraged by God not yet fulfilling his prayers.
反而是明白一个道理，就是人的责任。
He know his part.
他知道接下来应当付出一个适当正确的行动，才能够改变目前的局势。
Do the right thing to change current situation.
好，根据这一段经文，我们可以看出他有三个不同的行动，就是分别是在这段经节当中所出现的三个中文字要。
So according to the verses, three actions.
好，第一个要是要知道。
To know.
好，第三节说你们要知道，耶和华已经分别牵成归他自己，我要求告耶和华，他必听我。
Know that the Lord has set apart his faithful servant to himself. The Lord hears when I call to them.
什么是知道呢？这个字呢可以翻译成认识、辨别、经历及宣告。
Know can translate into recognize, differentiate, experience, and declare.
尤其在这里呢，不但是一种弄清真相的自我提醒，更是一种表示全然交托的信心宣告。
Especially here, not only to remind himself about truth, also in trust and declare faith.
我很喜欢一首歌，叫做《我知道我的救赎主活着》。
I love the theme. I know my Savior lives.
你们听过这首歌吗
？You know about it?
是没有人理我。有人听过哈，我知道。
So many have heard this.
那很明显的，这首歌就是一种信心的宣告。
A proclamation of faith.
我确信神仍然活着，在掌权。
That our God reigns.
同样的，这里诗人要知道或是要宣告的，乃是他相信神要如何对待那些敬畏他的虔诚人。
Psalmist declared, "Lord set apart as his faithful servant to himself."
这是对比之前他所描述的上流人，或是那些刻意羞辱别人的人，或是追求虚假的恶人。
In contrast to other people after delusion or false gods, to humiliate others on purpose.
也就是说，神知道，或是他知道，神是已经把这些属他的人分别出来归他，而且要垂听这些人的祷告。
God listened to the prayers of faithful servant, not sinful people.
反而是那些作恶的罪人，即使他们有祷告，但是神也不会垂听。
God will not listen to sinful people and respond.
正如圣经在诗篇六十六篇第十八节所说的。
As in Psalm 66, verses 18.
我们一起来攻读，好不好？预备，请。
If I have cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened.
所以要知道这个词呢，其实还有一个很大的鼓励跟安慰的作用。
To know is an encouragement.
它的意思就是说，你们等着看好了，要知道深渊在主，主必报应的。
About vengeance is mine, I will repay.
所以当我们有这样子的转念，就不会让自己陷入一个困境当中。
So that we will not be mired in distress and negativism.
沉浸在负面思想的死胡同里面，钻牛角尖，绕不出来。
Unable to overcome.
反而能够以信心的宣告来得胜，并且能够勇敢的去面对未来的盼望。
Instead, we can declare victory with faith, braving the future with hope.
所以第一个要知道何等的重要。
To know is important.
好，第二个是要思想。
To search.
第四节上半节，我们一起来读好不好？预备，请。
Tremble, do not sin. When you are on your bed, search your hearts and be silent.
请问要思想什么
？Search about what?
好像我们躺在床上睡觉前想一想啊，今天有哪些事情没做好啊？明天要做什么事情
？To do list for today or tomorrow.
其实这里的意思并不是要提醒我们去回想反省。也不是东想西想啊，胡思乱想去寻找灵感或答案。
Actually, it's not about reflection or brainstorming for inspiration, vision, or answers.
在这里呢，心理思想的原文的意思就是里面说话或是用心交流。
Because search in your hearts.
但请问里面说什么话？交流什么？
Something to do with the pretext.
好，前面那一句是说什么？你们应当畏惧，不可什么犯罪。
Pretext is tremble and do not sin.
它直接的翻译是你们应当颤抖，不可犯罪。
Tremble, do not sin.
简单的说就是对神存着一种敬畏的态度，会颤抖啊，表示很敬畏那种害怕。恐惧那种，他提醒自己绝对不能够犯罪得罪神。
Simply put, it's reverence to God and do not sin.
尤其在床上是最容易松懈的时候，所以要心里说话来交流，来提醒自己应当畏惧神。
When you're on your bed, it's the most relaxing. You need to remind yourself not to mock God.
因为神是轻慢不得的，岂能在床上犯罪得罪神呢？
How can we defile the bed to offend God.
尤其在婚姻的忠诚上，通常都是在床上做背叛的事。
Especially about faithful marriage with affairs happening in the bed.
所以每当上床的时候，要心存敬畏，谨慎而行。
We need to be vigilant.
好，正如圣经的提醒说，在希伯来书十三章第四节，我们一起来读。
As in Hebrews chapter 13, verses 4.
预备，请。
Marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure. For God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral.
好，最后一个要是要肃静。
Lastly, be silent.
好，这个肃静呢，是对比之前的心里说话。
Silence is in contrast to search your hearts.
好，肃静就是保持镇定的意思，也就是闭住嘴巴，不要说谎，或是不要控告人的意思。
Silence can mean do not lie or accuse others.
你想想，当我们心里慌乱的时候，或是当我们遇到一个极大的那个困境的时候呢，一般人呢都很难保持安静。
When we panic, it's difficult to remain silent.
所以就不能够做出正确的决定，或是说出适当的话。
Cannot act properly or say the right words.
尤其在夜深人静的时候，或者遭遇极难的时候，向神祷告，我想内心的可能很多的苦读啊，很多的控告啊。这时候我们应该操练一个镇定的功课，就是闭住嘴巴，安静来等候神。
Especially in the middle of the night or praying to God, we should search our hearts and be silent.
这时候不要用口犯罪来得罪神。
Wait on God and sin no more with words.
这是作为一个归属神的虔诚人所必须做到的。
A religious person should do so.
但我要请问各位，闭住嘴巴，管住舌头，有这么容易吗？
Is it easy to control your tongue?
没有人理我啊，有两个理我哈、啊，谢谢你们有相同的这个深深的体会哈、啊。
So everybody had the same idea.
啊，雅各书一章二十六节怎么说
？Book of James chapter 1 verses 26.
我们一起来攻读好不好？预备，请。
Those who consider themselves religious and yet don't keep a tight rein on their tongues deceive themselves.
啊，三章八节就这样说。好，预备，请。
James 3-8. But no human being can tame the tongue.It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison.
因此，我们要经常在神面前保持肃静，口不出恶言。
Be silent in the presence of God.
这乃是操练我们管住舌头的最好办法。
It's the best discipline to tame our tongues.
并且也唯有在安静当中，才能够享受真实的平安。
Besides, only in silence can we enjoy true peace.
也唯有在肃静中。才能够听见神的声音
，and hear the voice of God。
好，在这里又一个细拉了、
Another、
之后呢，又有一个最后的一段，就是容许上帝的介入。
Let God intervene。
让我们一起来共读五到八节。
Verses 5-8。
好，预备，请。
Offer the sacrifice of righteousness, trust in the Lord. Many, Lord, are asking, who will bring us prosperity? Let the light of your law shine on us. Fill my heart with joy when there are grain and new wine abound. In peace I will lie down and sleep. For you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety.
好，能够转危为安最重要的关键，除了是人的行动，还需要有神的介入。
The key to turn danger into safety is God's presence on top of man's action.
很多时候我们都习惯靠自己来，却不让神有机会来介入。
Many times we have relied on ourselves and left God out.
难怪我们生命很少经历奇妙的转变。
No wonder we rarely have experienced miraculous transformation.
然而，大卫生命中能够经历神的大能作为，就是经常容许神来介入其中。
David trusted God in his life to achieve great things.
在接下来这段经文当中，总共提到三次耶和华。
So another three points about the Lord.
分别有不同的意义来说明大卫宣告。或是邀请神的介入，以至于最后能够改变整个局势。
About David's proclamation to ask God's involvement to change the whole situation.
第一个是耶和华值得我全心信靠。
Trusting the Lord wholeheartedly.
第五节他怎么说呢？当献上公义的祭，又当依靠耶和华。
Offer the sacrifice of the righteous and trust in the Lord.
耶和华神或是亚威神是唯一值得大卫依靠的。
David trusted only in the Lord and nothing else.
世上没有任何的事物能够取代神的地位，这也是我们所相信的。
We believe also.
然而，请注意，在这节经文所提到的，当献上公义的祭，跟当倚靠耶和华，这是一个平行句。也就是两件事情是相关的，并且是同时进行的。
However, offer the sacrifices of the righteous and trust in God go hand in hand, interrelated simultaneously.
这就奇怪了，献祭给神与依靠神好像是两者不相关的事啊，可以独立分开去做的啊。
To me, they are not related and it can be done separately.
但是当你仔细好好去理解，你会发现说，原来两者是息息相关的。
On further reasoning, I will see why they are closely related.
也就是说，献上公义的祭，这个祭呢，其实不是真正的牲畜的那种祭物，而是一种生命的态度。
Sacrifice of the righteous is not real immolation, but attitude of living.
正如保罗劝我们要把身体献上当作活祭，并不是说把我们杀了或是把我们烧了摆在祭坛上面，而是一种活出讨神喜悦能够荣耀神的生活方式。
As Paul mentioned, offer our bodies living sacrifice. It doesn't mean kill or burn us on the altar, but live out a life pleasing and glorifying God.
所以同样的道理，这里的意思就是说明依靠耶和华乃是为了要行出神所期待的生命。
In the same token, trust in the Lord is to live according to His will.
说的更具体一点，就是说我们必须要依靠耶和华，我们才能够活出一种公义的生命，如同献祭来讨神喜悦。
Furthermore, to live a righteous life as a living sacrifice pleasing to God.
而依靠自己是没有办法达到这个目标的。
You cannot do it on your own.
这就是为什么大卫会在另一篇诗篇会强调。
So as David said in Psalm 37 verses 3.
我们一起来读诗篇三十七篇第三节。
Let's read together.
预备，请。
Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture.
以他信实为粮。好，第二个是耶和华能给我仰脸光照。
The light of the Lord's face shine on us.
让我们一起来读攻读第六节。
Verses 6. Many, Lord, are asking, who will bring us prosperity? Let the light of your face shine on us.
好，这句话背后的意思呢，是当时许多人质疑说，进钱根本不会给他们带来好处。
Some many question the benefits of being religious.
今天我们也很多世人也常常都会问说，信耶稣到底能够给我带来什么好处啊？
Many people nowadays often ask, "What is it for me in accepting Jesus Christ?"
当你去跟人家传福音，人家还问你，我为什么信耶稣？信耶稣给我什么好处？不是。
So when you spread the gospel, this is a very common question from others.
那当时也是这样的如此的一个光景。
The same.
那大卫认为这个非常重要，所以就是足以回答那些人的质疑。
So it's important.
那有什么好处呢？这个好处实在是太重要了。
So important.
好，那我们来看看其他经地方有关于被神的脸所光照的经文，你就会明白为什么神的脸光照那样的重要。
The importance of Lord's light, David thinks that matters the most.
好，我们一起来读民数记六章二十五节到二十六节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6, 23 to 26.
来，
The Lord make his face shine upon us. Make it gracious be unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance and give you peace. Psalm 31, verse 16. Let your face shine and your servant. Save me in your unfailing
love. 神的赐恩啊, 神的慈爱啊, 神的拯救啊。
Is it good to let God shine his face on you? By all means, it means God's abundant blessing is upon you.
所以被神的脸光照, 好不好? 当然好啊。
Of course it's good.
代表着神丰盛的祝福要临到你啊。
It means God's abundant blessing.
可以得到他的赐恩与平安, 可以得到他的慈爱与拯救。
To receive his grace and peace, love and salvation.
如果这样, 那你期待被神的光照吗?
If so, are you expecting God to shine his face upon you?
至少我会期待被神的脸光照。
I am.
因为接下来要发生的事更棒。
And better yet to come.
好, 就是第七节到第八节,
Verses 7 and 8. The Lord makes me dwell in safety.
让我们一起来读最后七到八节, 北请。
Fill my heart with joy when the grain and new wine abound. In peace, I will lie down and sleep. For you alone, Lord, may me dwell in safety.
好，这句话也可以这样翻译说：当他们的五谷和他们的新酒增添的时候，你把喜乐放在我的心里。
The verse can also be translated: When they have more grain and new wine, you put joy into my heart.
其实喜乐跟平安都是从神而来的。
God is the origin of joy and peace.
然而经过了过去这一番的患难之后，我们发现大卫渐渐失去了这份来自神的喜乐跟平安。
Then after David went through these distresses, his joy and peace from God seemed on the wane.
取而代之的呢，竟然是忧伤与恐惧。
And replaced by sorrow and fear.
他时时刻刻都在担心着敌人的攻击。
He was worried about constant attack from enemy.
请问他晚上能够睡好觉吗?
How could he sleep tight at night?
如果你天天在公司里面被人家攻击, 请问你能够睡好觉吗?
If you're attacked in the company, can you sleep tight?
听说美国每一天要吃掉好几百万的这个安眠药啊。
Sleeping pill is the most common prescription.
我不知道这个为什么现在人都很多人睡不着觉的。
Why so many suffer insomnia?
能够好好睡一晚觉，竟然是许多人的一个心愿啊！
So many people long for a good night's sleep.
以前的人说我能够好好的吃一顿饱饭，现在不讲这个，是好好睡一顿觉。
In the past, you want to be filled. Right now, you want a good night's sleep.
我们可以看见这个时候，大卫因着上帝的介入，在他依靠神、经历神的脸光照之后。 奇妙的事发生了。
At the moment, God intervened, and David, trusting God, experienced God's face shine upon him. Something wonderful happened.
首先是在他心里面开始快乐起来了。
He started to feel joy in his heart.
这时候他用丰收时的欢乐来描写内心的喜乐和信心。
As in abundant harvest.
甚至在他宣告神能够使他安然居住之后，他已经不再有恐惧了，而得到真实的平安。
He even proclaimed sleep in peace.
再也没有失眠之夜, 因为他实际经历神是他的保障。
No longer fear and received true peace.
现在虽然他所处的环境也许仍然险恶, 但是他却可以安然居住了。
No more insomnia. No matter the circumstances, he could dwell in safety.
这就是神的大能啊。
This is the mighty power of God.
同样的, 当我们能够全然让神介入我们的生命,
In the same way, if we can let God completely in control of our lives,
认清我们所处的地位, 并且将一切难处都交给神, 同样我们也能够安然居住。
Know our status, leave all burdens to God, we too can dwell in safety.
也就是能够转危为安,
turn danger into safety.
好像小孩子可以安详躺在母亲的怀中一样, 那是何等的平安, 何等的安全, 也何等的喜乐。
As infant sleeps soundly in mom's bosom.
正如圣经所描述的那个光景，在诗篇十六篇第九节。
How peaceful and safe, as in Psalm 16, verses 9.
我们一起来共读，北。
Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure.
最后，容许我再次提醒：人生能的道路能否一帆风顺，并不是我们能够决定的。
In summary, we may not have no say whether life is smooth sailing.
不管你有没有信主，苦难仍然会临到你。
So affliction will be around.
所以不要期待信耶稣之后你就百病不侵啊，心想事成。
Don't expect not get sick.After accepting Jesus Christ, or everything will come true.
每一个人的人生都会遭遇困境。
We all encounter difficulty in life.
但你可以选择消极的逃避它，也可以选择积极的面对它。
But you can choose passively avoid it or actively deal with it head on.
然而你的选择将会带出不同的结果。
Your choices determine results.
一种是更加愁苦。另一种却是转危为安。
Either more toys or danger into safety.
大卫的一生，尽管他遭遇非常多的患难
，David experienced many sufferings.
但是他总是能够靠主得胜，化险为夷，逢凶化吉，转危为安。
Yet he always overcome through the Lord, took the risk and turned danger into safety.
因为这个是他呢可以决定的。
He make his choice.
同样的，尽管你也会遭遇生命的低谷
，You will have peaks and valleys in life。
但是我相信，从今天的信息当中，我们所学到的，可以再次成为我们的帮助。
So I believe you can learn from my message to help turn dangers，
使你在困境当中也可以转危为安
，into safety。
所以，让我们再一次来复习。首先，我们要抒发内心的委屈，因为这样才能够帮助你真实的面对自己。
In summary, first, relieve internal grievance.
接下来你要采取适当的行动，因为这才是你走出困境的当务之急。
Help you face the true self and do the right things to get out of the bind.
最后也是最重要的，就是你要容许神的介入，这样才能够使你实际经历神在你生命中的带领。
Last but not least, to allow God's presence to lead and guide you so that to renew your strength.
于是你就能够真正的经历重新得力，转危为安。
And turn danger into safety.
让我们一起彼此勉励，不要埋怨艰难的环境。
Let's encourage each other not to complain about difficult circumstances.
也不要怪神，为什么把这些你所讨厌的人带到你的身边，造成你的困扰。
Why you are surrounded by people you loathe who irritate you?
你只要全心全意来到神的面前，让他成为你的藏身处。
As long as you are totally devoted to God and let Him be your shelter,
向他祷告、坦诚，向他祈求、宣告。
Pray in truthfulness, supplicate to Him.
你也一定能够最终经历神奇妙作为，使你也可以在这难处当中转危为安。
I do believe you can ultimately experience God's wonderful action and turn your danger into safety.
你们说好不好？好，让我们一起来回应这首《你是我藏身处》。